You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 45. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and the unjust. Our focus today is on that verse 45. Brethren, you need to understand the nature and the workings of God. He says that he makes his sun to rise on evil and on the good. On the evil and on the good. You would think that God will send his sun only on the good and not on the evil. God doesn't work that way. One of the implications of that is people who do evil sometimes justify themselves thinking that God must have approved what they are doing because they can see the hand of God on their lives. The fact that God protects you, the fact that God shows you mercy, is not an approver of your wrongdoings. Never think that the mercy of God upon your life is an approver of your wrongdoing. God is merciful. He's not a man. He's not human like you. He is God. He will make his sun to shine on the good and on the evil. He will allow rain to come upon the soil of the good and the evil. It means that if you are evil and you plant and you work hard, the rain will come and what you do will become prosperous. You may now begin to think to yourself, if I was evil after all, why would God be blessing me? Why would God allow rain to come upon what I'm doing? And is allowing it to grow is because he is God and he is not man. So never mistake the mercy of God as an approver of your evil doing, of your evil ways. You should repent of your evil ways. You see, as a human being, you may want to favor the person who do good to you, and you may want to withdraw yourself from somebody who do evil to you. You will wish that everyone who is doing evil will just fall dead. That is as a man. But God is not like that. God has the power to do it. God can ensure that every evil person on this earth does not get oxygen to breathe. But that is not God. He makes oxygen available for the good and the evil. No matter who you are, you will have access to oxygen. It's not because God lacks power to deprive you. He can deprive you of oxygen, that you won't have that oxygen to breathe. But God doesn't work like that. So there are so many things that God will do, not because your life is right with him, but because he is a righteous father. And he's asking us as God's children that we must also operate like that. He said that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. The just and the unjust. But the critical thing we should take today is to understand that the fact that you can see the hand of God on your life is not an indication that your life is right. If you are unjust, if you are evil, repent today. Repent before it is too late. God is not man. He doesn't work like man. He does not operate like man. He can bless you. He can make his rain to shine on you. And at the end of the day, you will spend eternity in the lake of fire. You must repent today and put your faith in Jesus Christ. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.